Watch, pro-Trump super PAC launches $10 million ad buy highlighting Biden's ties to China. By Harris Alic on April 16, 2020. One of the biggest super PACs backing President Donald Trump's re-election is launching a $10 million ad buy highlighting Joe Biden's ties to China amid the coronavirus pandemic. America First Action, which has already raised more than $19 million to boost Trump, is focusing its ads on Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, three pivotal swing states likely to decide the outcome of 2020 race. The biggest ad buy, constituting $5.50 million, will be in Pennsylvania, specifically the state's western and northeast regions where Trump flipped long Democratic strongholds in 2016. Each ad is targeted specifically to the state in which it will air, with many of themes already having been poll-tested to ensure they appeal to the highest number of voters possible. Some of the ads include clips from Biden's discussion of China on the campaign, most notably the former vice president's assertion that the communist power was not a threat to U.S. economic interests. Others accuse Biden of politicizing Trump's decision to institute a ban on U.S. travel between China during the early stages of the coronavirus outbreak. The ads will be launched simultaneously with a new website, BeijingBiden.com, created by America First to detail the former vice president's extensive ties to Beijing. At a critical time when China has infected the world, it's important Americans understand that Joe Biden has spent over 40 years catering to China's wishes, Brian Walsh, the PAC's president, said in a statement announcing the buy. He's a pro-China globalist running for president promising to fix the problems he helped create. The theme of the America First ads is one that seems likely to dominate the upcoming general election between Trump and Biden. The former vice president finds himself not only under attack for having supported liberalized trade relations with China for decades, but also for his youngest son, Hunter's business dealings with the communist regime. As Peter Schweitzer, senior contributor at Breitbart News, revealed in Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends, Hunter Biden inked the multi-billion-dollar deal that created Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, with a subsidiary of the state-owned Bank of China in 2013. The deal, which was the first of its kind, created BHR as a private equity fund to invest Chinese money overseas. The timing of the lucrative deal has been brought into question as it came only 12 days after Hunter visited China with his father aboard Air Force Two. Officially, the then vice president was visiting the country amid escalating tensions over islands in the South China Sea and decided to bring his granddaughter and son along. Since its creation, BHR has invested heavily in energy and defense projects across the globe. The younger Biden, who has claimed not to have received any compensation from BHR, has promised to sell his 10% stake in the firm. That decision, however, is unlikely to end the controversy over the Biden family's ties to China. Last month, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, a top Trump ally, showcased what is in store for the general election by running an ad in Ohio, another vital 2020 swing state, detailing the intersection between Joe Biden's political office and his son's business venture.